You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Welcome to Live and Lead for Impact. I'm Kirsten Ross, your host, and this is episode number 120. Do you have some lingering relationships that can be challenging, tear you down, cause grief, have baggage, long histories? These relationships can and do zap your energy, steal our joy, drum up false beliefs about ourselves, and sometimes even stand in the way of achieving our dreams. Yes, addressing relationship stuff can feel overwhelming, but often remedies are simpler than you'd think if you know how to define the right fix. That's why I've designed the Relationship Renovation Roadmap. I can't wait to share it with you. Go to defeatthedrama.com/roadmap to check it out. If you've been listening to this podcast, you already know that I spend a lot of time helping people overcome their drama in relationships. It has no place in a life built for impact. Often drama between people boils down to a lack of trust. You can have little or no trust for someone based on your experience with them. They've proven with their words or actions that they shouldn't be trusted. Or you can lack trust because you don't know them well yet. Either way, when we don't trust someone, we're more apt to assume the worst or assign malintent to their actions. Of course, a history of bad behavior warrants less trust. The best predictor of future behavior is past behavior. In businesses and nonprofit endeavors, however, I often find that lack of trust comes from a lack of knowing. Sometimes leaders don't give their employees or volunteers time to connect, and this creates negative assumptions and drama. Over the years, I've had a unique perspective into so many relationships and can say with certainty that often these assumptions are not accurate. I would even hazard to say that rarely are the assumptions driving these negative relationships true. When communication and connection happen, trust can build quickly. Assumptions are replaced with facts and relationships are transformed. I worked with a group of 4 people who knew little of each other personally, but had to deal with each other often to complete their work. The company called me in because the poor relationships were decreasing productivity. I spent exactly 1.5 hours with them, and in that short time, they had many aha moments. "Oh, when you were asking me that, I thought you were trying to pass your work on to me." "No, I've already tried 4 different times to get the numbers right by the time I'm asking you to clarify some things." "Oh, I thought you were just coming in early so that you could leave early and find things to complain about." "No, with the work changes, I now have to come in early to get everything set up and do the inventory. I'd actually prefer not to start so early." On and on it went. Gaps, in fact, filled in with negative presumptions quickly overcome with truth. Each had painted a picture of the other like a paint-by-number gone terribly wrong. The little assumptions all added to a perception of coworkers trying to avoid work, get each other in trouble, and wreak havoc. Recent changes in roles and workflow had put them all together, feeling uncertain and wary. They needed to work together, but had no opportunity to build trust first. I'm very visual, so I almost always end up describing concepts with physical items. I started using the term trust bucket to describe the level of trust we have with others. It's just a nice visual for me. So an empty trust bucket means little trust. A full trust bucket is like a full bank account of trust. A full trust bucket, and we're assuming the best of each other. If my coworker of 10 years or colleague is late, and I've assigned a full trust bucket to her, I'll assume she got held up. An empty trust bucket, and I'm assuming the worst. He doesn't value my time, or he's disrespecting me. I find that people assign empty or full trust buckets to new people in different ways. Some people tend to start new relationships with a full trust bucket, thinking, "I will trust you unless you give me good cause not to." At that point, they'll have an empty trust bucket. Others are more cautious and begin relationships with an empty trust bucket. Their thinking is, "I need to see who you are first prove that you deserve my trust. You have to earn it. Then I'll fill the trust bucket. If your impact requires a team of employees or volunteers, it's so important to bring them together so they have an opportunity to know each other as people and fill those trust buckets. Drama happens when trust buckets are low. As I often say, in the absence of fact, for some reason, humans fill in the blanks with negative assumptions. A process falls apart, and the first instinct is for employees to blame coworkers they don't trust. They're just trying to make my job harder. Bring team members together and give them the chance to know one another, and trust will develop. I have seen it so many times. They will then assume the best of each other instead. So here's a few thoughts and action items for you today, and they'll be on the show notes for today's episode. So one, how full are your trust buckets with people? Do you start with a full bucket and empty it with negative experiences? Or do you start empty and make them work their way to trust? It's good to pay attention to that so that you know. Two, are there people in your life or work with empty trust buckets? Are you reaching conclusions about them out of assumption rather than fact? Are your beliefs accurate? How can you get to know them to learn their true character? Three, if you're a leader, where do team members have empty trust buckets? How can you bring them together to meet, connect, and build that trust? You know, if you're going to rely on others to help you make your big impact, you need everyone to trust one another. Things will get a lot simpler. So I hope these few tips have helped. The show notes for today's episode can be found at defeatthedrama.com. Click on the podcast tab and then go to episode 120. And don't forget to check out my new relationship renovation roadmap, defeatthedrama.com/roadmap. As always, you're welcome to reach out to me with your current challenges. I'd love to create some strategies for you. So until next time, get out there, make your big impact, and make it a great day.